Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at structuring security teams. So yesterday, Rebecca tweeted out at me, she's like, cleaning the house while listening to, you know, Wolf Gorlick, stuck in traffic. Housework and edification in one, two birds, one stone, woo. That's me paraphrasing. I'm not sure there was a woo-hoo. Pretty sure I got a word wrong. But it occurred to me, you know, so much of security is housework, right? It's tending to those details. It's keeping the systems clean. It's, you know, picking up after the developers. There's so much of it is simply housework. So why is it we're not very good at it? Well, one of the reasons is, and this is the tip, is no one likes housework. So I'd advise you to have a separate housework team. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Whenever I've seen organizations where the security guy is also the IT guy, right? Where security operations is also network operations. Where the guy who's responsible for doing code review is also the developer. Whenever I've seen these situations, what inadvertently happens is that security is seen as housework, security is seen as a chore, and because it's a chore, they never really get around to it, right? There's always a project to do. There's always an emergency to do. There's always a network operations outage that everyone's going, we got to fix. And then they put aside the security task to take care of the exciting stuff, to take care of the operational concerns, to take care of what needs to happen. And I get it. Like I said, I don't particularly like housework either. I like housekeeping. It's one of the best things about traveling. Housekeeping is fantastic. I do my stuff. I do what's fun. I leave, I come back, the place is clean. I love housekeeping. And one of the reasons why housekeeping works is a dedicated team, right? It's a dedicated team, and that's what they're training, that's what they're doing. Now, I would not compare security teams to housekeeping in terms of compensation, in terms of everything that they do, but the idea of having folks focus in on specific tasks that may seem unpleasant, hopefully finding folks that do enjoy it, is the way to go, because it avoids that natural tendency to procrastinate, to do other work, to chase after the shiny, exciting projects, and to basically not get the security task done. So, separate security operations from network operations. Separate the patching from the server administration. Separate the teams up, so that the tasks that need to be done, those routine tasks that are so incredibly vital to the health and well-being of our organizations, get processed and get accomplished. Have you seen this work well? Have you seen this work poorly? Hit me up in comments or talk to me on Twitter. Have a good one.